Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Welcome to K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. It is Wednesday, and if you need us, remember these numbers. You can use them to interact with the show because we're doing this thing live right now. Don't believe us? Check us out. Streaming on YouTube as we speak. It's a good hour for you to watch what's going on. Is this the hour of the high-voltage food review? I believe it is.
Oh, wow. Yeah, here it is.
The Diddy Burger. One of the craziest things that's come out of that Diddy trial is that the guy used to order cheeseburgers covered in applesauce, something that none of us have ever tried, even though I would imagine combined with all of us on the show, we've probably eaten thousands of cheeseburgers in our lives, yet none of them smothered in applesauce.
Yeah,
and that's not a euphemism. That's actually how he ordered his burgers. And of all of the testimony that has been shocking that has come out of this Diddy trial, the thing that I am the most alarmed about is, are we all missing out on potentially a great addition to the cheeseburger?
Yeah, you're right. There are so many things that are horrifying. And you're like, God, how could he do that?
Right.
And this is one of those things, but you're also like, how could he do that? Is it good?
Yeah. We may have to
Let's find out.
We may have to take our pictures back off the wall at Mel's and put up Diddy again if this is a good burger. We don't know. So anyway, this is the hour that one of us will get a chance to taste that. Of course, we'll be wearing the shock collar for a high voltage food review. So good hour to watch the show as well as listen to it. I'm Klein, that is Allie.
Hello.
You got the Jake the Nerd back there. It's DJ Omar Khan.
Hey.
In the back room taking the calls. It's Postmaster Johnny and the swing enthusiast known as Vanessa. Lots to get into this hour and lots to give you as well as we get closer and closer to your four-pack of tickets for Hurricane Harbor Los Angeles coming up in less than an hour on K-Rock. Later this hour, we will pay our respects to the least respected currency in the history of the world. That is the penny. It has officially been discontinued. I'm sure you've got some probably in between the seats of your car right now, maybe in your pocket. Maybe you got one of them jars. It's just been collecting them your entire life. And now they've decided to stop making them because it's just not worth it. People aren't really spending them. People don't even bend down to pick them up anymore. But a little bit later this hour, we will officially let you pay your final respects to the penny. And people are not waiting until that moment because they have to share their love for the currency that no one seems to care about. And we're just accepting these stories in remembrance of the penny all show long. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, at 21, I bought my first beer with all pennies because I had been fired from my job a week before. The dirtiest pennies.
Oh, man, something even nicer about spending the dirty pennies.
By penny, you will always be loved and you will always be dirty, just like me.
Beautifully said. And if you have any tributes you'd like to leave on the GOAT line, that number is 844-956-GOAT. Quite a few people sharing stories about a time that a penny actually saved their ass, or potentially a bunch of pennies. Maybe it was a sock full of pennies that you turned into a weapon.
I used to collect pennies, and then I would pour them all out on my bed, and I would bathe in them like Scrooge McDuck.
And that is why Allie has earned the name El Cheapo, because what she doesn't realize is it was only 17 cents worth of pennies, and she felt like Scrooge McDuck rolling around in the dirty, dirty penny.
Yeah, but I thought it was so cool that he dove into his money like that and swam in it, and I was like, I gotta do that. I wanna know what that feels like, but it feels really dirty.
Later this hour, all of those touching tributes as we celebrate the coin that we've all used at some point in our life but doesn't really matter much at all.
Well, it's the thing you can collect the most of because it's worth the least. So when you
You know how Disneyland has those little penny presses all over the park?
Yeah, that's what
I was a huge collector of that. I have like, I collected about 23 until my wife was like mocking me relentlessly, so I stopped.
Yeah, she's right, Omar.
Sometimes, I saw one recently, it was like $4 that you had to put in there. And I was like, dude, because it used to be like 51 cents.
Yeah, it was like 50 cents,
And then 51, you're like, oh, cool, I got a flat penny with a little stagecoach on it.
I thought it was nice.
Well, some places, that used to be just the free souvenir. If you had a penny, you could stamp it for free. They didn't even charge you to do it. Then all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute, what are we doing this for free? We can charge people. But you're right, Omar. I didn't even think about it. Those are probably going to go away now.
I know, those machines are sitting in so many, you know, gift shops and random places, theme parks.
Who thought about that? I didn't realize. I mean, this tribute alley, I think, is a little bit less symbolic than the last one, but it is worthy of listening to.
Okay, so I'm calling about the penny that you posted on Instagram. I was in my early 20s. I was dating a total loser that had just lost his job.
Oh, what a beautiful start to the tribute of the penny. Okay.
And we were scrounging to make rent, and the rent was $1,000, and I had the $1,000 cash, but I needed $1 to get a money order, and I didn't realize that you needed a dollar. So I go through my whole car, everything, I find 99 cents.
Oh, man.
And I just needed one more penny to make that dollar to get that money order. And I went up to the cashier at the bank, and I told her, look, I'm short one penny. I searched my whole car. I cannot find one penny. Like, can you do anything for me? And she's just like, sorry, it's going to throw off my door.
That is one of the most annoying things. I know. The people that go, that's going to throw off my drawer. I cannot let that one penny slide.
Dude, that's one of the most beautiful things about a penny is that nobody cares. So if you're a penny short, everyone's like, whatever.
Yeah, up until, I think usually you have the buffer is up until the next coin. So you could be anywhere from 1 to 4 pennies short. And usually you can go ahead and let that slide. But apparently not this woman.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
So she couldn't pay rent and now she's homeless. And that is the power
of the
penny.
And that was the start of the homeless problem here in Southern California.
She was the first one because of the penny. So obviously impactful moments. And if you have any stories you'd like to share, the GOAT line is there for you. 844-956-GOAT. Our official send-off to the penny. We will get to that coming up. You smell that, Allie?
Yeah, what is that?
I think that's Vanessa burning the Diddy burger.
I almost burned it, almost.
It smells like you already did.
It smells like it's burned.
Oh, no, Vanessa.
Vanessa, it's burned.
It's okay. The applesauce will fix it.
We're literally sitting here in the studio now, and it smells of smoke billowing into the studio. So how do you mean you almost burned it if we're smelling?
It's not burned. It's just smoky.
You know what? Adult, it's our fault. We shouldn't send a child to go cook.
I know, this is like when a kid makes macaroni and cheese for the first time.
It is, based on what I'm smelling now.
I was trying to make cereal in the toaster. It is. You know what happened when you put something in the air fryer and the crumbs?
And it burns?
Those are the things that burn.
Oh, the crumbs at the bottom?
So you're saying the crayons? Did you try to cook with crayons again? We've talked about this, Vanessa.
Eating them and putting them in your nose.
So the smell that we're getting right now, which is a pungent smoke smell, you're saying is not our Diddy burger?
No. It's the crumbs.
All right.
The crumbs? I think we're getting far.
She's trying to say Sean Combs.
Oh, got it.
Sean P. Diddy Combs, right?
The crumbs.
The crumbs. Okay.
Okay. When we get back in a moment, I can't believe we're going to do it, but we are going to recreate straight from the trial.
Now I think Vanessa should do it.
Vanessa, I think you may have to do your first shock collar food review of this burned burger.
We decided Jake because he likes burgers in the trunk.
I'm fine.
All right. So when we get back, one of us will try this. It will be streaming on YouTube. If you're not watching us, we'll give you a second to get there. It'll be the high voltage food review. We need 5 words from you that someone could potentially say while reviewing a cheeseburger covered in applesauce. Any words you're thinking of, get them to us on the text line now. We will decide which 5 are the buzzwords. And if they are used by the reviewer at any point during the review, they will receive a giant voltage of electricity coursing through their veins. Who will it be? Will it be Jake? Probably. What will be the words? You help us decide, and we'll come back with the high voltage food review of the burnt Diddy burger next. Happy National Cheeseburger Day. Apparently, that is what today is. This is a complete coincidence, but we'll pretend that we plan this accordingly.
And, well, that's what radio's about, right?
Right.
National Blank Day.
Right. That's what radio shows do. When they can't come up with anything else, they just say it's Hug Your Sister Day or whatever. But apparently,
yeah,
today is
Hug Your Sister Day.
Allie would. Everyone, we should have Hug Allie's Sister Day. I think the world would get behind that. So, the Diddy trial has been strange for a variety of reasons, and perhaps the strangest reason is the fact that he apparently eats his cheeseburgers covered in applesauce. Controversial for sure.
To the point where all of his assistants and people who have cooked for him in the past said that he insisted applesauce be readily available at all times.
Because you never know when you're going to get a cheeseburger and you need to have applesauce ready to go. And if that's not enough of an indication that you're dealing with a person that is mentally deranged, I don't know what is. So yeah. In a moment, we're going to test this. And perhaps, I don't want to give the guy the benefit of the doubt here, but perhaps he is onto something that only the super rich and successful and weird people know about, which is that applesauce is the must-have condiment for your hamburgers and cheeseburgers all summer.
And for better or worse, this is becoming a thing where people are like, you know what, maybe I'll try it and see.
In-N-Out has animal style, and perhaps the rest of the world will go Diddy style with your burgers, where you bring in another man burger to have sex with your burger while you sit in the corner and watch. And that will be a Diddy burger. Now,
covered in oil.
This trial is interesting for so many reasons, and that's why people are captivated by it, but primarily because we like to see the rich and powerful fall when they fall. And when you're a terrible person that's done a lot of terrible things, hitting women, etc., it's easy to enjoy watching their life fall apart before our very eyes. Now, this all began for us a few months ago when we called the Mel's drive-thru, when we heard the Mel's Diner was taking down all the Diddy pictures, and we offered to provide our own pictures to replace the empty spots on their wall. Little did I know they would accept our offer, and this was the first news story that we were shocked about.
Hollywood's iconic Mel's Drive-In has removed all photos of Sean Diddy Combs from its celebrity wall. Combs' photos were replaced by a picture of K-Rock's Klein Alley of the Klein Alley show. The diner says it will bring the photo back if he is found not guilty.
That's a real news report from ABC, local ABC. I was as shocked as you were, and our picture apparently still hangs up in one of the Mel's, I think the Hollywood and Highland location, because we just showed up first and said, here's another frame picture ready to go.
I wonder if he's found not guilty, if they not only bring his picture back, but put the Diddy Burger on the Mel's menu.
I bet they will. But I don't think him being found not guilty will happen.
Nope.
Now, Andrew Zimmerman, celebrity chef Andrew Zimmerman, was approached while leaving an airport. And that's where TMZ seems to catch everyone, in and out of airports. And they asked him specifically about this concept of eating a cheeseburger with applesauce on it. In a moment, Jake will be in here to try it with the shock collar on. And we will give you some buzzwords. And I recommend you watch this, because as much as it's fun to listen to a man getting shocked with electricity while eating food, it's even more fun to watch. So we'll be streaming on YouTube. We are there right now. And you should join us at K-Rock's YouTube page. But here's what happened when TMZ asked Andrew Zimmerman his thoughts about the applesauce on cheeseburger controversy.
Makes him carry around applesauce and puts it on his cheeseburger. And a lot of people are going, yo, is this like actually delicious? Are we missing out on this? Like, forget about, it's hard to forget about all that, but is this like a hack?
I mean, look, you learn the most interesting things in the most horrible situations. The issue of garnishes on hamburgers is one of the biggest and most hotly debated things. It's almost as hotly debated as pineapple on pizza. I have to say, I don't like to yuck on anyone's yum, but applesauce in a hamburger is a complete travesty.
Oh.
And of course he likes that because he's a travesty.
So that professional chef saying travesty, applesauce on hamburger, as controversial as the always exciting debate about pineapple on pizza. Jake, you've got the shock collar on your neck.
I don't have it on yet.
Oh, okay. You're going to come in here and put it on your neck. And Jake's neck is even slimmer now because he's been losing all that weight.
I know. He's going to have to tighten it a little bit.
All right, Jake, we need you to not hear what happens next because we will come up with your buzzwords. And then we will actually come back after the song and do the official high-voltage food review of the applesauce cheeseburger, Diddy's burger.
Okay, so a lot of buzzwords have been pitched. On the text line, we have sweet, which I feel like is a good one.
Yep.
Burnt. Since Vanessa clearly burnt the burger.
Burned the hell out of the burger.
And if it is burnt, Jake will mention it.
Yes.
Soggy, because I think that the applesauce will make the bun or the burger soggy.
Also, Omar did ask an interesting question, which was, did we heat up the applesauce before putting it on the burger? And the answer is we did not. It's room temperature applesauce that's now been sitting on a burnt, warm burger. As a result, it is going to create a bit of a sog factor.
Mm. And then I don't know if we want to use this as a buzzword, but 562 pitched Diddy-licious.
I don't think he's going to say Diddy-licious. I don't think he's going to say Diddy-licious.
I think we should try it.
If he does, though, that'll be worth a bonus shot.
Someone said he should be in his boxers and covered in oil while he tests this out.
That's a great idea.
Why didn't we think of that?
We have exactly 3 minutes to figure that out. There's got to be some oil around this radio station somewhere.
Get some oil, Vanessa.
We'll be back in a moment. It's the High Voltage Food Review of the highly controversial applesauce cheeseburger in honor of National Cheeseburger Day, which coincidentally is today. And we'll see how Jake does. Strapped in, shock collared up, and ready to go. If you're not already following along on YouTube, now would be a good time to do that. Instagram as well. We'll be putting some content up there as it happens. And get ready. If you want to make your own and eat this together with us, we'll do it in exactly 2 minutes on Kara.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What, do you want to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. It's National Cheeseburger Day, and we've got the new and improved, or potentially new and disproved, Diddy Burger, which is how he liked to have his cheeseburgers, covered in applesauce. Jake the Nerd loves a good cheeseburger. Is that your favorite food, Jake, cheeseburger, when you're eating?
It's one of them. I think probably pizza is my favorite.
Yeah.
You also love a hush puppy.
Oh, I love hush puppies.
Big fan of hush puppies. And he loves anything, hard to find, anything with corn. He's a big fan of all things with corn.
Anything that's difficult to get.
Yeah. I like bread.
If you're at a restaurant and you're only serving Asian cuisine, Jake better believe he's going to ask for pepperoni because he likes to make it difficult. But you do like a burger so much so that when you go on dates, sometimes you will pre-order a burger, leave it in the trunk of your car just in case the date goes bad. At the very least, you have a consolation trunk burger.
I did that one time.
One is plenty.
The fact that you pre-ordered a burger, left it in your trunk, and then immediately went to it after your date says enough, right?
The fact that you've done it at all.
Yeah. Well, it was one time.
Yeah, but you're the...
And it was still good.
But you're the inventor of the trunk burger.
Well, thank you.
So, not since the trunk burger has there been such controversy, and now there's the Diddy burger with And this guy did it all the time. Apparently, it's the only way Diddy ate a cheeseburger. If there was a cheeseburger nearby and someone didn't have applesauce, they were getting fired.
I've had a lot of weird things on a cheeseburger, and applesauce, I could already, in my head, I don't think it's going to taste good.
Yeah, well, even Andrew Zimmern, he was asked about it at the airport, and he said he'd had apples, like apple slices on a burger, and with that crunch, it was good, but applesauce is a no.
Right. It seems the consistency would all be off. But we're going to find out together with a High Voltage Food Review. I've got the words here, 5 words in front of me. If you say any of these words, you're going to get a shock of electricity. Jake is currently wearing the dog shock collar around his neck. If you're not watching us on YouTube, please join us there right now. You can find us on K-Rock's YouTube, where we are live. And Jake, let me give you a test shock to see if you even feel it. Once again, you'll get 60 seconds to do a full review of the Diddy cheeseburger in honor of Cheeseburger Day, which is today.
In honor of, don't say Diddy.
And in honor of Diddy. Great guy.
Is there a pickles, ketchup? What's on this cheeseburger?
I think it looks like ketchup, cheese, and it's hard to tell there's mayo on it because Vanessa just completely slather this thing with applesauce. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like just like a bite. I was going to like dip it or something, and it's just completely covered.
She used an entire one of those pouches. Like one of those little pouches a kid would
eat. Yeah, one of those go-go's or something.
Yeah, go-go.
So, like, squeezed. You can't even save the burger afterwards. You can't, like, oh, just man. Eat half. And then,
I love that you're mad that you can't save the
I was going to put it in my trunk.
You're going to put it
in? I was going to be the second trunk burger.
There's also more applesauce on the side if you need to dip it to get
I'm
the full
I'm
going to
guess I don't need that.
And I know that was your snack today, Vanessa, the go-go pouch, so thank you for sharing it with us for this.
Thanks for sharing your stuff.
Sorry,
we'll get you an otter pouch.
Sorry if you're going to be cranky later. Okay, so here's a practice shock. Oh, it works?
Yes, it works.
Okay, great. That was a practice shock, the shock collar. Whenever we're ready, we've got the high voltage intro, and then we can officially kick off.
You want me to bite it now while the intro plays?
No, let the intro play, and then your time can start.
You can't wait, can you?
Jeez, you're so hungry, this guy. All right, welcome to the High Voltage Food Review. Jake the Nerd is going to now review the Diddy Cheeseburger whenever you're ready.
This music.
He's taking taking three bites at once. Incredible.
How are people only complaining about Molly on this show?
We do so much more stuff. Go ahead, Jake.
Oddly, you can't really taste it. You would think that the applesauce would like cut more, but it really doesn't make a difference of the burger at all. I just taste like the cheese and the ketchup more than anything else.
Well, pour more applesauce on it. So you can
gave you a side, a little extra Diddy on the side for you. Oil that thing up. Give it a taste.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Ow! But it could be a lot worse.
Mm-hmm.
You would think in your head it'd be terrible. And it's very edible.
What about the consistency of the burger?
Of the burger?
Yeah.
Like normal consistency. Stop trying to get me to say a word. Normal burger consistency.
Okay.
But it is exactly how you would think it would taste, except not as...
Well, we don't know how we think it would taste because we've never tasted it.
Yeah, you have to describe it. This review is lackluster.
Jesus. You know, it tastes like a normal burger with a slight hint of applesauce. You can barely taste it.
You're just describing what we're looking at.
It's not delicious. It's not very tangy. It's not really anything. It's a bad topping on a burger.
What is the opposite of bad?
Not good. I didn't even say anything.
That was a mistake.
We're bored.
That was a boredom shot.
But I am disappointed that this whole burger is slathered in it because now I can't eat the rest because I only have like one meal a day and half of it's ruined now because I eat this junk.
I like it that you think this meal was ruined because of the applesauce, not the fact you're wearing a shock collar while eating. Like, that's interesting.
Well, this has been a very easy one because I only got shocked like three times. So. That's been a minute, right?
Did it taste cooked well or overcooked?
It was made fine.
Really? Because I think Vanessa maybe screwed up a little bit when she reheated it.
What, you think
it.
She burned it?
Ah! All right.
On a scale of 1 to burned, how burned is it?
It's two.
Two what?
There's Jake's high voltage food review.
Thank you.
That was my mistake. That was a slip of the thumb.
I don't know. That's Jake's only meal. He has one meal a day now.
Yeah. One, like, big meal, you know, and a whole burger would be, like, a decent meal, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then it'll make me a small snack at night.
A little dry, would you say, or?
No, it's not. It's not dry.
God damn it. You took it off.
You took off the shot collar. All right. Well, there you go. A lackluster review of the Diddy applesauce burger. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. In less than 10 minutes, 4-pack of tickets to you. Hurricane Harbors, Los Angeles. We get you in so you can cool off this summer in the middle of the heat wave or at any point between now and back to school. Can't believe they're going to start talking about that again soon. And here we are just wrapping up school. People getting excited to get into the summer. Let's get to your news. Then we get you into Hurricane Harbor. And then Margaret Cho will be on with us as we talk about Belly Laughs, where flavor meets funny. And we will get you into that as well this morning here on K-Rock. I think where flavor meets funny is what should be the new tagline for the High Voltage Food Review.
Oh, yeah.
Always a good time there. Jake is still out there twitching in the halls as a result of the applesauce Diddy burger.
And the aftertaste is not good.
Really?
I wish I had that shock collar still. I could buzz him one more time. Here's your news right now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Is it worth an emergency landing? Usually the answer is no, especially when people just want to get to where they're going. In this case, you be the judge. People do place more importance on dog lives than humans, and this flight from Detroit to L.A. was proceeding as normal until a dog that was in the cabin, so somebody brought the dog with them on the plane, wasn't under the plane or anything, dog got sick. The crew was informed that the dog was sick. There was a vet on board, so they did the whole, is anybody a doctor, but the vet version. Vet started assisting with the dog, but ultimately they decided to divert the plane to the nearest major airport, which ended up being Minneapolis. So it extended the day of 181 passengers, now hours later than they were supposed to be. Should they have done the emergency landing, or should they have just proceeded?
Oh, the dog sounds very sick.
Listen, vet can't fix that.
We've talked about this before, the voting policy of the plane. Everyone's got that little flight attendant call button. We turn that into a live on-flight vote, and this is true for human and or animal medical emergency, and the plane votes and decides. Let's just push your button if you are in favor of us emergency landing or don't, and then we will add up the vote. I think it should be a democracy up in the sky.
I just feel like a lot of times when you do land and then you're like, wait, why did we have to land? And then you're asking the people around you and they're like, there's a dog that's sick. Immediately like, ugh. Who cares? Well, keep going, you know. But if you are the person with the dog, I imagine you're scared. And if you think that your dog's life is in danger, that's one thing. But it seemed like the dog was just sick, not dying.
If it's a dog that's throwing up because they ate a sock in the morning, that's just standard. And maybe that thing will take a few hours to cough it all out and it'll move on. Did the plane need to do an emergency landing? I mean, I guess the vet made the determination that the dog
needs... No, they said the airline did. That's like their standard protocol.
Is parachutes not an option? Like, that should be an option, you know?
Great point, Omar.
I agree as well. I don't know why...
And you're already the person with the dog on the plane. Which, not that I care, but there are people who do and get annoyed by, you know, especially a full-size dog. I don't know what size this dog was, but like a big-ass dog on an airplane.
Yeah, I mean, my follow-ups would be... Both the following. One, was it service dog, and was it a person that paid for dog seat? Because sometimes when I do have to pay to bring my dog on, it's like $150. It's almost as much as a human ticket now to bring your dog on if you don't get the fake vest.
Like on Amazon for $6.99.
Right, which is a great bargain, but, you know, people shame you for that. But
it's not a real service dog.
If the dog paid for the full fare dog flight, which is not, as I said, over $100 depending on the airline,
then they should be treated as a passenger.
I think they need to get the passenger treatment, which means just put them in the back, belt them down, and we'll land eventually.
Serve them a Diet Coke and be done with it.
Call it a day.
All right, getting out of prison must be a great feeling. We've talked about that. But getting the coveted presidential pardon must be an even better feeling. You don't get it very often, and it's like you didn't even necessarily earn your freedom. It's just a get-out-of-jail-free card, literally. And this has just been granted to the Chrisleys. They've been granted an official pardon by President Trump. They've basically gotten a mulligan on their life. Their kids have already spoken out. I guess this is... I don't know all their names, the kids' names. But
I don't know anything about this family. Well, what show is this? What channel?
They just know that the father's a closet gay guy, yeah.
So gay. But he's like, hey, I'm just a little southern guy, and I really care about everybody, I love my family, not D's.
Wait, hold on. He is gay, but he's not.
That's a pretty good one.
But he is gay, but he...
No, he's not.
Oh, but he is. Got it.
Yeah.
I got it. He's gay.
I mean, he's like...
Tax evasion is the thing that they're in there for, right?
Yeah. So it was bank fraud, tax fraud, all that kind of stuff, which Trump has been sympathetic to. You know, he has been accused many times of tax fraud, which, to be honest, probably did happen.
Now, what are the Chrisleys going to do for Trump that would lead Trump to do this?
Yeah, that's why I'm not sure yet. We'll have to figure it out. Now, one of the kids just said, I'm grateful to God and extremely grateful to President Trump and his entire administration. I'm beyond thankful to finally have my parents back home so that he can not plow other men.
So he's been doing tax evasion and vag evasion for a while. He's avoiding both of those things.
He's in jail for that, too, vag evasion.
Okay. Well, yeah, Trump does not like that. Trump,
I know, he's like,
badge.
Oh no, I'm out of prison. Darn.
Yeah, he probably
actually, I'll just stay.
He's super pissed.
Guy's probably all bummed. That's probably why he got it. Guy's probably so excited.
He's like, get him out of prison. No, I have to go back to my wife.
This is what I was hoping for.
I had several years of this.
I was hoping for it so badly. That's so funny. All right. Guy really wants to go to jail to get plowed, and he can't even get in there.
I got pardoned of all the things.
He's going to start doing all these terrible things to hopefully get locked up. See, the only way he can live is
his best life.
Do you want to
search me again? You sure? I may have brought something in.
Now I know who this guy is. Okay. Yeah, I've never seen this show. I don't even know what channel
he's
on.
Flaming.
But he is, seems super gay.
And very religious. All right, think about how you feel right now at a 1 out of 10 scale. It's probably about a 5 or a 4 on any given day, right? They just did a study and they discovered that the average American feels fully healthy about 19 days a month.
I'm a handicap.
So, at least 10 days out of the month, you're feeling like you're coming down with something, like you're getting over something, like you're about to get something, or you're just generally crappy feeling and not healthy.
I'd say I have two good days a month. That's my number.
So you're below the American average.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm half and half. But you know what? I started doing those little chewable things. I'm a whole new woman from that. Those little immune support things.
Oh, you're eating those?
Yeah, because I got to fight off all the crap that you bring in here.
Yep. Well.
And I have to be superhuman. I got to pump myself up a vitamin C to fight off all the random crap that we get from our kids and each other.
Average person claims that just over half the month they feel normal and half the month they feel crappy.
Yeah. They feel healthy, fully healthy, only 19 days out of the month.
Yeah, I guess we're getting into the healthier, minus this new COVID strain that apparently is all over California. We're entering the healthiest few months of the year. Usually, this is when people, we've gotten through the flu and all that crap.
And then fall through Christmas and New Year's is just a rough time.
Yeah. I get it. All right, well, there's your news.
Yay.
You get into a brand new hour of the show, and the very first thing we do after this Sublime song is get you not one, not two, not three, but 4 tickets to Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. So you can go ahead and enjoy the summer covered in water. We'll do that for you next on K-Rock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.